We have the Perek Yud. We have to be Lashna Aleph. We have to. So we have to go back and Chaz the Rav. Into the Rav. Let's see Rav. Rav says Elohim Elu Kalim. Okay, the first Rav, Elu Kalim, Klei Glalim. What are Klei Glalim? Shel Tzifiye Bakar. Means the waste, the excrement of Bakar. Good?
Yes.
Next, Klei Avanim, Klei Adam, stones made of stone, utensils made of stone, utensils made of earth. The whole Hani Ein Lohem Tuma, all of these things, the Klei Avanim, the Klei Adam, Ein Lohem Tuma. These utensils have no tumah. Lo medivrei Torah, lo medivrei Sefer. V'lechein difa matzilim b'le b'tzom pasil. Therefore, they're matzil b'tzom pasil. Good.
Yeah.
V'yafal gav the kol kli pasuach. Even though it says in the pasuk kol kli pasuach b'kli charis m'shtoi kro. So the Rav is asking a kasha. How do you know that all of these other kelim are going to be matzil nel hames b'tzom pasil when the Torah only discusses explicitly kli charis? So what gives you the right to be marbe kli avonim kli glolim and the tzomos of a dog and all of these other things? It's not in the Torah. The only thing the Torah tells me is matzil is kli charis. We have to even know. It says the kli kli basuach b'kli charis m'shtoi kro b'kli shetumo kodemes l'pischoi. What does it mean? It says in the pasuk pasuach. Pasuach means the tumah enters through the opening. The kli cheres is the kli in which the tumah comes to the Pesach, because it's kli cheres nametame from the outside. Bechli she tumasai kodem es lepischoi dehaynu kli cheres shemitame miaviroim mikol mokaim shor kelim nami marbinon shematzilim midichsev vichoil. So the answer is, even though the pasuk literally is only discussing a kli cheres, from the word vichol we are marbe other utensils as well are also matzil b'olamis. Kviatzamos adog imos a kli viatzamos a brioche of a yom. Are you following with me?
Yeah.
If you make a kli from the bones of the creatures that are in the sea.
So how will we marbe the other?
From the word vichol. From the word vichol. There's an extra word in the pasuk vichol.
But from that extra word, how can you be marbe so many other things?
Because that's not kasha. You learned after yomi. You know that when the Gemara says extra words, it's marbe and many things.
Not all the time.
Well, in this instance, yes. And this, since the word v'chol is marbe, a collection of additional utensils. Let's say you make a utensil from the bones of the creatures of the sea, matzilin. If I go into the sea, creatures, they're not mekabel tumah. Why not? Because it's not the bechlal not mekabel tumah. Because it's not like the lechamon perik yid zayin kol shabayam tahar. Any creature in the sea is not mekabel tumah. How do you know this? V'chol kelim me'atzamos. How do you? Okay, I don't know how. The Gemara will learn it from a drasha later on, the Mishnah. But this is a yesoid. Anything that is made from a object that comes from the sea is not mekabel tumah. Are we good with that yesoid?
Absolutely.
Vaita. V'chol kelim me'atzamos. What about birds? Birds do not come from the sea. So what about utensils made from their bones, from their hide? Why? Here the Rav gives us the source. The Chassid, it says v'chol maasei izim. Izim are goats. A goat is a creature which is rooted in the ground. It grows from the ground. Whereas a bird flies in the air. So memelu, with the word v'chol maasei izim, we are memayit, creatures which fly in the sky.
What?
They're not mekabel tumah. Only goat skin. Goat skin is mekabel tumah, but a creature which flies in the sky is not mekabel tumah.
Okay.
Vaita. Klei eitz ha-tahirim. What about utensils of water? So what we learned this yesterday. Kegon kelim gedolim haboim b'midah. Shemachzikim arboim so'abalach. Shehein kurayim b'yavish. Very large wooden utensils. Ordinarily, a wooden utensil is mekabel tumah. It's no different than any other utensil. But, are you with me? But a utensil that's wood and is very large, which can hold 40 saw, arbom saw balach, that's this picture over here,
right,
which is equivalent to 60. Because when you have
61.
This, so you have all of a shas. You learned afyomi, all of a shas. Now when you have something that's dry can hold an additional third.
Okay. Good.
Additional third, and here he illustrates, because when you pile it up, heaping manner,
it's a heaping thing.
It's an additional third.
Just
slow, because then it's going to go. We have surface tension, but surface tension is extremely limited. So here you have 40 saw of liquid, which is equivalent to 60 saw of solids. Hey, Yisoid, we came here to learn something today. We have a Yisoid.
It's worth just coming to
that.
That and watching you do the Nairis, go ahead.
Weiter. The lo makabletum, the bein and dumio the sack. The bein and dumio the sack. What's the makar? The lo makabletum, the bein and dumio the sack. Shemitatel mole verekon. Because it has to be similar to a sack. A sack is a sackcloth, and a sackcloth is an object which you can carry when it's empty and when it's full. Good?
Good.
But a utensil that holds more than 40 saw is too large for the average man to carry. That's the makar. Shemitatel mole v'sakrigan v'kevan shehen gidoylim kolkach ein mitatlem maleim matzilim b'tzamet pasim neila. The yisoid is, if you have a wooden utensil that's larger than 40 saw, and you seal it, you put upon it a large seal, and then it's not mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma. Okay, it's going to be matzil. It's going to be matzil boil hames. Okay, mi pihen. Next words of the Rambam pihen shetzamet pasim b'pihen. You put the cover on top. Mitzi dehen im nikvu bitzi dehen vehikifan tzamet pasul, and you surround this opening with the opening with its tzamet pasul. Okay, remember that? You didn't like that yesterday. You confused with that yesterday. Here we have a container which is sealed on top and develops a hole, and now we're going to seal this hole on the side with its tzamet pasul. Now it will no longer be considered open, and if we have food inside and this is an oil hames, it will protect the food from becoming tame.
Okay.
Right. This is where we're up to. Now we come to where it says in the Mishnah, where it comes to the Mishnah, Hayu kifuyin al pihen. Okay, and this is something new. We have not yet learned this. You ready?
Oh, ready? So where are we?
Hayu kifuyin in the Mishnah, bein yoyishin bein shuleihen, al yoshlam bein mutin al tzidim.
We have bein tzidim, right? You said.
It makes no difference whether the utensil.
It's tahar, right? We say all of these things are tahar.
Matzilin amatzel bein mi
kliyets atahar. Matzilin bein mi pihem bein mi. They're what do you call it? They're tahar no matter what.
They're tahar. Yes. They're matzil. They're matzilin. If these things are sealed, if these utensils are sealed,
whether they're like this or like this,
they're matzilin. Bein mi pihen, whether the hole was on top and we sealed it on top, bein mi tzi dehen, the hole was on the side and we sealed the hole on the side, bein yoyshvin al shulehen, whether they're standing right side up, bein mutin al tzi dehen, or whether the utensil is lying on its side. In all of these examples, the kli will be matzil from tumah boil hames, provided there is a proper seal affixed to the utensil.
Correct.
Now, Hayu kifuyin al pihen. This is what we're up to.
Good.
Let's say it was upside down. Kifuyin upside down. We'll have to get the number yet. Matzilin kol shetachtehen ad. Matzilin kol shetachtehen. It says whatever is underneath it. Ad hatahayim. Rabbi Eliezer mitamei. Okay, let's take a look over here at the picture. Okay, picture 21.
Wow.
221. Hayu kifuyin al pihen matzilin kol shetachtehen ad hatahayim. Rabbi Eliezer mitamei. Okay, we have over here a utensil upside down inside a loaf of bread. There's a kazayis mace nimsa mitachas hamagufa. Okay, it's showing you a piece of body flesh. You see that?
It's a body
flesh.
Oh,
kazayis.
It's the first time we ever saw that.
Graphic.
We never got that before.
We never had such a graphic image. I guess in this case, he had no choice but to show it to us.
Wow.
Because we need it for
wow.
The. You have to be big boys.
Well,
okay, so we have over here a kazayis.
Yeah.
It's underneath the magufa.
Samet
pastel matzil al oichlam shebesecha b'chavis. This loaf of bread. That's a new store on Avenue M called.
I don't know. Bread something.
Did bread something? No, you're not allowed to go in. It's unethical to open up a store next to another store. How are you allowed to do that? Shaloik it in. It's halach, it's mutter, but it's a sis, a yoshua hatoiv.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it problematic? I don't understand how it's tolerated in this community where we have so many holy people, holy shuls, and we have advertisements to put your cell phone in a box. And before you come into shul, and all these things, you can't have a picture of a woman. And yet, when it comes to something that is so fundamental, to go and open up a store that sells bread next door to a bakery, even though it's mutter, it's 100% mutter, I have no doubt about it, I can probably find you 10 mekores shulchan aruch why it's mutter, but it's not erlich, it's not v'asis ha-yoshev ha-toiv, it's not v'yisim nikim me'ashem Yisrael. So this is mamish, I feel to be terrible thing. It doesn't make a difference whether he will be matzliach, not matzliach. The fact that it's acceptable and it's tolerated, there's something wrong. There's something very wrong. You know, something very wrong. It's like you build a big, massive shul right next to another shul. I remember Rabbi Kahn, when he built his big edifice, I remember my father asked him, please, just don't build it next door. There's a certain, you know, it's just not.
You mean he was upset that he built this off the deck?
Ayin roya v'oizu shemaz chol maser b'sech v'nechtovim.
Okay.
Weiter. Okay, how you gufuin al pien matzilim b'chol shachtayim al akatoim v'rbelez metamei. Rebelez is metamei. Kli cheres, look over here on the picture. Kazayis meis nimsa mitachas. Over here, I have a maguf, a loaf bread. Over here, kazayis meis. Some apostle. Aloichlam shachavus. What is halacha? Called kli cheres. Kli hacheres. Ha hafuch. What's going on over here? Mash esaviv. Aratahoyim. It says. Hayu kufuyim. Hayu kafuim al piyem matzilin kol shetachtehem aratahoyim. Ulaz matame. So this is a new case. This is a case of what?
Is that the case where it's turned over?
No. This is 221. Kli cheres hahofuch matzil kol ma shetachtov. Afilu oichlin chanim tzom beguma shetachas hakli. Bafilu oichlin foods hanim tsoim biguma tachas akli. That's the kli. That's the kli. You turn upside down. Let's do. Let's b'shnei mukbukar ma'elu ena will to impossible lahatzil toch sov svas akli lahatzmid lekarka. So he's giving over here two examples. What it appears is he's giving us two examples. Hayikun al piyem matzilin kol shetachtein ara tohaim. What do you mean the tohaim? What's the tohaim? Rebel Yezer b'shnei mekarim ha'elu einoy moil tzamid pasil lahatzel mituma lefi she'ein hatzamid pasil me'al ha'shulchan. It's not above the shulchan. Amel me'al ha'ichlin u'lechachom gam bo'ifin zem moil tzamid pasil lahatzilan. We have two cases. Here we have a guma. Kli cheres, ha-hofuch matzil al kol ma shetachtov, v'afilu oichlin food hanimtsoim beguma shetachas ha-kli. Okay, so I guess this is the case. The case, we have a house. Okay, we have a house. In the house, there is a kazayis menames, a bas menames. So the entire house is tame. The tumah spreads also into the ground. That's the assumption.
Yeah.
We have a house. We have a bias.
Yes.
We have a dead body in the bias.
Where's the house?
Here's the house.
Good.
In the house, we have a dead body.
Good.
The tumor spreads.
How come we don't see the piece of meat here?
I don't know. It's a different case. Give me different examples.
Right.
And there's a dead body. This is a dead body.
A dead body.
Everything in the house is tumor. The tumor now, if not for this funny thing over here, it would penetrate and be metame with a loaf of bread.
That's a tumor possible?
No. Well, yeah, we're going to show how it's tumor tomorrow. But let's go. Make believe we take this away. We have a bias. We have a dead body. The dead body is radiating. It is radiating with tumma. Everything is becoming tumma in this
area,
including the.
Including the bread, yeah.
Well, it should. It should become tumma.
Right, unless it's a tumma cross.
So what's tumma? I took a regular utensil. Make sure I take this utensil. Here's
good.
The utensil. I cut it. I sliced it.
Good.
And I took it and I put it down to cover the pit.
Good.
Cover the pit. And I sealed it shut. I took some cement.
Good.
And I put cement around the perimeter of the utensil.
And I smeared it.
And I smeared it and I pushed it and I pushed it down. So now it's glued down to the ground.
Okay.
Is it going to save this loafer from becoming tamei?
Smachlekes.
According to the Chacham, yes. According to Elazar, no. Le Rebbe Eliezer b'shnei. Now here's another example. I'm just saying two different examples of what this can possibly mean. We have the utensil. It's upside down, and we have over here a piece of bosom and a mace, and it goes up. Is it metame the loaf of bread?
I'm saying yes, according to Rebbe Eliezer. No, according to Rebbe Chacham.
According to the Chacham, no. According to Rebbe Eliezer, yes. Le Rebbe Eliezer b'shnei mikarim.
Sorry.
Elu. Ainoi moil some apostle. Why? Wahatzel mitum mitum. Well, if you ain't a some apostle, me al ha'ichlin, a some apostle on top of bread, me al ha'ichlin. If you ain't a some apostle, me al ha'ichlin, because the some apostle is not above the bread. It's not she'ein hatzamet pasul me'al ha'ichlin. Both these examples, the some apostle is not above the bread. In this example, it's below the bread. And this example, it's also below, just upside down. It's below. The tzomet pasul is it's not right side. That's all really what he means. Is in order for a tzomet, this halacha, the Torah was megala, that a tzomet pasul is matzil from tumas oil is only when the utensil is right side up. If it's upside down, it's not matzil.
According to
Rebbe Elazar. Let's see the Rav. The Rav is hard stuff here, okay?
Imagine. I mean, okay. What's the Rav?
Let's see. Kosavar, kafui einay matzil. Rabbi Lez of the opinion, Rav, in the Rav, in the Hilik Rav.
I'm looking at the Rav, Rabbi Lez. Kosav, kafui
einay matzil. Kafui is not going to be matzil.
When it's turned over?
Upside down. Yafilu merchol lamata bekark. Even if you smear it, even in this instance, when you take cement and you smear cement around the bottom, yafilu. The key word in the pasuk is the word olav. Olav means above. The loyt samid pasil al gaboy, not samid pasil al gaboy, beneath it.
It says in the pasuk olav.
Right.
Samid pasil olav
means above. It has to be
I
right side up.
This word samid pasil is in the tail.
Yeah. It's in in the Teir HaKadosha, some cholash ein loy some apostle yitma, first apostle.
Wow.
Okay. Weiter. The ein halacha, the ein halacha yitma was the ein halacha kerabi Eliezer. We have some love, the loy some apostle al gabay. The ein halacha kerabi Eliezer. We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. Al kol matzilin chutz mikli cheres she ein loy matzil ella. Al kol matzilin chutz mikli cheres.
Oh, you know, I thought you were going to the next rav. You didn't do that.
No, we didn't do that in the Mishnah yet. We have to finish the Mishnah right now.
What's the machlokes though? If it says seven apostles,
when it says the word of the law in the Torah,
why don't you say v'lo tzavid al gabay?
Al gabay. That's the machlokes.
Why doesn't the chacham learn that?
That's the machlokes when
chacham. How do they learn that it's not?
Because the word Allah, the word Allah has, we're not going into detail because I don't know the answer 100%, but the basic you say this, the word Allah has the connotation that the utensil is right side up.
I can understand the Rebbe Eliezer. What's
the Chachamim? That is the Chachamim. That's Rebbe Eliezer. The Chacham said, I disagree. The word Allah does not have that connotation. Allah just
Allah
means
can mean
any position.
Anyway,
up, down. Exactly. Huh. That's it. That's where it starts and ends.
Excellent.
Next, let's go to the next part of the mission. I want to finish up. Ala kol matzil chutz mikli cheres she'ein matzil ella al ha'ichlim v'al hamashkin v'al kli cheres. I have no idea what this means. Let's go look at the picture. Ala kol matzilin. Look at my picture over here.
Figure out where it is over here.
Okay, look at the picture. Look at the picture. Here's okay. Kli cheres, shakli tamei. Af ma'asha b'sochei nitmei. We have a kli cheres. Okay, you have a knife inside. The same way this is tamei. This is tamei. The kli inside. Kli cheres. Kishakli tamei. When the kli is tamei. Af ma'asha b'sochei tamei. Kli galalim. This is made from galalim. Ainim kabelim tuma klal. Let's see. Here we go. Klicharis. Gazru chamir gzera. Al kol ma sheyesh la tahara. B'mikva sheyia tamei b'tzamei pasal mishum kli amei ha'aret shenit moim b'tzamei pasal lufi sh'af kli chara shalcha mitmeim chabur b'rav le'el periktes mishnabeis the chamed egzer that anything goes to al-kol ma sheyesh le tahara b'makam sheyia tamei
b'mikva
b'tzamei pasal mishum kli klamer
b'mikva
okay, go ahead, I'm sorry goes to al-kol ma sheyesh le tahara anything which has tar b'mikva Shehiya Tomei B'tzamid Pasil Mishum Klei Am Haaretz Shenit Moim B'tzamid Pasil. An Am Haaretz is not Nizr in Tumah V'Tahara, so he contaminates his utensil.
Memela,
if you find inside of the hero of the B'tzamid Pasil, you find a knife with Machmir, just like the utensil is Tomei, we assume the knife inside is also Tomei. While if you Sha'af Klei Cheres Shalem Tomeim Uchmavur Le'brav. However, let's say this is not Cheres, this is Golol. Okay, that's one different cap. Okay, this is made from bakar sife basar. You really know what it is? Should I illustrate? Bring one in. Okay, clay glolim. That was crude. I'm sorry. No. Don't. That should not have been said. Clay glolim. Uchayoytze bohem haniskarim b'tchilas haMishnah. Okay, clay glolim. That and the light that was mentioned in the Mishnah. To chayrim af etzel am aretz, they're 100% tar. They're not mekabeltam whatsoever. Klei glolim is better than the klei cheres. Klei cheres is mekabeltam on the inside. Klei glolim is not mekabeltam even on the inside. There's no dintum whatsoever with regard to a klei glolim. Gzeres hakasef. Klei glolim are not mekabeltam. Period.
Interesting.
Okay.
So you don't have to. The inside or the outside?
Both,
let's
nothing.
Say they're in the oil or mace.
It doesn't matter. If it's sealed, if it doesn't matter, even if it's not sealed, it's not mekabel tumah. The only question was if you have a clay glolim, you have food inside. Let's take a step back. You have clay cheres in oil hamase and it's
right.
Open and it's open.
Right.
Is the clay itself tamei?
Yes.
No. Yes, if it's open, if the clay cheres is open, the clay itself becomes tamei.
Yeah.
If you have clay glolim in oil hamase and it's open, is the clay glolim mekabel tumah? No.
Wow.
Because clay glolim is not mekabel tumah. Period.
Wow.
Let's say you have.
How about the stuff inside of the
clay? Well, if it's open, yes.
It is.
Yeah. It is mekabel tumah. Oh, that's the chiddush we learned in the Mishnah.
Does it have to have it seven possible?
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it does. So here he's saying you a chiddush. Let's say you have a clay utensil inside a clay glolim. Clay glolim. Uchayotzvayam aniskram b'tchilas haMishnah. To hire him af eitzalam aretz and not mekabel tumah. Period. Sharei ina mekabel tumah. Lachin. Therefore, here's the key words of what it says. Loi gazru al kelim hanimtzam b'seicham shekabel tumah. So you go into the home. You go into the home of an am aretz, and you find that he has a clay glolim, and inside the clay glolim he stores his knife, and it's sealed with a thumb apostle. So just like the kli is tar, the knife is also tar, because it's inside the kli glolim. But if you go into the home of an amaretz and you find the kli cheres, and it's sealed with some apostle, and you find it inside of a knife, the rabbanon said, just like we have to be machmir and assume that the kli cheres is tamei, even though it's a some apostle, because anything that is the property of an amaretz is assumed to be tamei, because the other points of time in their life, they were not nizir, so it's tamei. So any utensil that is found inside of the kli cheres is also tamei. But again, the same exact situation would appear, occur with a kli glolim, then the knife would be tahar, because with the chazal did not make that gzer. So let's go over here the Rav. Ala kol matzilin chutz mikli cheres. Everything is matzil. Ala kol chutz mikli cheres. Shein le matzil ella ala oichlim v'ala mashkim v'al kli cheres. It's this case where the summit parcel is matzil on everything. What's everything? It's matzil on all types of utensils.
Okay.
It's matzil. I'm sorry, I'll call matzilim chutz mikli cheres, except for kli cheres. I'll call matzilim.
You say the rabbi now?
I'm saying the Mishnah now. I'm saying the Mishnah. I'll call matzilim. This is called. I'll call means this. This is matzil. When it's clay glolim, look at the Rav very quickly. Look at the Rav says, Ala kol hani kelim disam bimastisan. Matzilin al kol masha besechen, bein hoyu besechen, kli shetef, bein kli cheres, bein begodim, bein oichlim mashkim. When we learn in the Mishnah that it's matzil, it means al kol all the kelim learned in the Mishnah, which means what? What are the kelim in the Mishnah? Klei galalim, klei avanim, klei adama, klei neter, some also, all these things. They're math on everything. What's everything? They're math on metal and not metal.
Right.
Except for the klei cheres, this is not matzil. We have to do this again tomorrow because a lot of this is complicated. We have to go over this slow. We have to go over this klar. All right? We have to stop here. We're going too slow.
Okay, we got to get up earlier.